Mint has been relaunched as a broadsheet from today, 12th of September. Many of you would have seen it, read it, experienced it. It looks trendy, buzzy, and has a very contemporary feel to it. This isn't just a cosmetic change in design and size, but a fundamental rethink of a print product, and in terms of content too. We have with us Mint editor Sukumar, who will take us through the rationale behind going broadsheet and what the expanded new Mint brings to its readers.
See, it's a combination of several factors, but I think it's also in some ways because of the way the Indian media market is evolving. Sure, much like many other markets, it will eventually go digital in a very significant way, and you're already beginning to see that happen. At the same time, print has a certain space, which I think it will continue to have. What do readers expect? We've always believed that readers operate in a continuum, right, where they get instant news, sometimes instant opinion, not all the time and not for all the issues, right? Like, for instance, if you're interested in a particular topic, it's not as if, or let's say you're interested in IT, which you are. Infosys is declaring its results. It's not as if you're going to look at every piece of news on Infosys as it evolves, but you will dip in and dip out, right, into that continuum that is there. So the newspaper has to give something which is authoritative, which is value-added, which is insightful, which is interesting the next day. Right. Some people call this reinforcement, saying that, you know, messages truly get reinforced when they come. A lot of people still associate that authoritativeness and credibility with print. The number of issues on which people expect this kind of clarity has obviously increased with the growing size and complexity of the Indian economy, with the fact that content has really exploded. Right. I mean, several experts believe that 2015 was the year of peak content, as they say, and 2016 will probably be even more peak content. So when we launched, we said there aren't too many important things that are happening. But of those things that are happening, which are important, you will find the most in-depth and the most authoritative perspective, analysis, reportage, everything else in Mint. So it was a more of less approach as compared to the competition, which was pretty much less of more, right? Which is a mile wide and an inch deep. But I think what we are seeing now is significant change and significant complexity in a variety of issues. So readers now want more of more. And they want it all, strangely enough, at least when it comes to print, from one source. Right? They don't want multiple sources, which is very different from the digital habits of readers, because digitally there's very little brand loyalty, at least. So far, research has shown that other than paying subscribers of the few websites that have managed to make a success of their pay models, no one's really loyal to any website digitally. They browse, they're directed through social media, they search and come, whatever it is. Whereas in print, there is that loyalty to one, and they want that newsroom, that paper to sort of weigh in on a lot of issues. So that is one reason. The second reason is more an aesthetic reason, which is that the Berliner design is at the end of the day a little constraining, especially when there's an explosion of relevant news that's happening around you. So could we have done the same thing in a Berliner? Sure. But it would have just meant adding many more pages, making the pages look very dense and heavy and all that. So I think, ironical as it may sound, because there are a lot of people who believe a broadsheet is yesterday's design and a Berliner is today's design. I think Berliners have been around for quite some time. Right? So it's not as if one is more contemporary than the other. There are other aspects of the design that are contemporary. And having made that decision to go broadsheet, primarily for content reasons, we have obviously contemporized the newspaper, as anyone who would design a newspaper in 2016 would. So if you look at page one, for instance, it's a fairly interesting model where all the stories end on page one. Right. I mean, if there's something which is in-depth enough for you to know about, you will find it on a separate inside page in more detail. I would presume just around 30-40% of readers would probably take the effort to go and read an in-depth thing, because in many cases, unless you're deeply interested in something, this is all that matters. But if you are deeply interested, you will still find that. If you look at our page 2, it's the briefing section, which is a sort of a daily wrap. Mm. So all the important stories of Mint, all the important business stories of the day before, and also some of the political stories of the day before, which are really important, not just national, but also international. It's a 30,000 foot view. You just look at that one page, you understand what's happening, right? It's the print equivalent of a digital wrap.
Right.
Except that in digital, you can have links, you can do various other things. In print, you really can't. So there's a little bit of text involved in each. Each one of these pieces is around 150 words, but it is a proper briefing section, and which is what it's meant to be. So it's a very digital concept, but it is rendered in a very print sort of way. So we've tried, and then of course you have interesting online pointers as well as offline pointers, some of which help in navigating the paper, some of which help in pointing readers to interesting things that are there online. And at the same time, we've preserved many things from the old Mint. The one is, of course, the color. Two is the style of journalism, right? I mean, Mint has set very high standards in terms of integrity and credibility and trust and the quality of writing. And those are things that continue in the new Mint. Mint was one of the pioneers of in-depth, long-form journalism, feature journalism. And again, the broadsheet gives us the flexibility to do that. Except that we won't do it with every story because it doesn't make sense to do it with every story. But the stories that really deserve it can now get the kind of length that they actually need. Yeah. A broadsheet actually makes that possible. So to my mind, and as I said in my piece that I wrote this morning for the paper, it is a contemporary design for a newspaper, which is in some ways relaunching in 2016, right? When digital is there and we, of course, have a very strong and vibrant presence digitally.
Yes.
So I think each one of these delivery platforms that you have, for want of a better word, print and digital, and in digital, it's all largely mobile, right? I mean, have to feed off each other and feed into each other, which is what we've tried to achieve. Will it work? I would think so. Because at the end of the day, what readers are really interested in is the quality of journalism. Mm. I can think of newspapers in this country which are horribly designed, which many of us still read because the quality of journalism is fairly good, right? Maybe not as good as Mint's, but reasonably good. And the reason we do it is because after a period of time, we just don't worry about the design. But in our case, we are hoping that the design will add another layer, which will help readers get more out of the newspaper, out of the stories that are there in the paper than they might otherwise have.
Right. Something I liked was the second page one, which, you know, because a lot of people tend to read from the back.
This is one of those interesting innovations, and I think it's fairly radical. It was not my idea.
Okay.
I didn't like it the first time I heard it. But then I realized the strengths of it, because a lot of readers do read the newspaper from the back. And politics is in some way a very important adjunct to economics, right? And you can't ignore it. Even our current form, even the previous form that we had, I can't say current because we are now a broadsheet, but even the Berliner format, we had enough emphasis on politics. But I think a lot of readers would probably expect more. And I think a second page one on the back page, which is a page that a lot of readers begin reading from, especially the general dailies, which in India typically put sports there. So the way we've structured it from the back is we've got politics as your second page one on the back page, and then you have politics on the inside page of that, which is the penultimate page, but which is also a page two.
Yeah.
And then the facing page is the policy page. Mm. So if you start from the back, the sequence you will follow is politics, politics, policy. And then you have the editorial pages, which weigh in on very significant issues.
Right.
We are a business paper. So a lot of what we weigh in on is economic policy, right?
True.
I mean, and so I think that's another way to enjoy the paper, right? Mm. Because one of the things the digital medium has taught all of us is the importance of access, is the importance of easy access, is the importance of looking at it from the reader's perspective. And I think this innovation of allowing readers to look at the paper from the back is in some ways a very interesting digital innovation.
Yeah. Great. I hope readers enjoy reading it as much as we enjoy, you know, putting it together.
Yeah, I hope so too.